I wanted to start off the podcast by saying I'm sick of this shit.
Mighty Ducks to me stuck out more. Like, that movie to me was more memorable than the sound.
Maybe Anaconda or Deep Blue Sea. But what's the difference between them, though? What's the difference between Bloodsport and Deadshot?
They made fucking bank off Sharknado.
Yeah, if you hear Sharknado, you're like, what? Like, you kind of want to watch it, though, to be like, all right, let's see what, like, all right, fellas, ladies, and gents. If you're watching us on YouTube, it may look a little different. Lyrical decided he wants to not slam. Lyrical probably get here in a little bit. If not, he got held up doing something today. So hopefully he shows up. We don't know. Hopefully he does show up today. But yeah. But if not, it'll probably just be us two today. Me, myself, you know, me, Jose. Is that him? Did he just text?
They just texted about a front door they missed. I'm waiting for them to call me. Pretty sure. Pretty sure it does not look like Lyrical will be here today. So we are sorry. That if you are just a fan favorite of Lyrical and only listen because of Lyrical, then you're probably going to have still a good show. So you probably should not tune away, guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show still.
Yeah. So a little introduction real quick. You have me, myself, and I. I wish I, Joe, but the, like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have, what's it called? The
which one?
Like, hey, Sousa has two what?
Oh, two, dude, I'm a fucking idiot. Why would you ask that on the podcast?
Yeah, but
you
know, like, we're fucking idiots. When I introduce idiots, like, myself, it's just
two syllables?
Like, it's two syllables. Yeah. There you go. Is it?
yeah.
Joe, it's just one. Like, I can't, like, elaborate that any type of way. It's just one. Yeah, we got my myself. What's up, everybody? And then we have Jesus.
Yeah.
See, two syllables.
Two. Hello, guys.
What's up, guys? Man, I don't think it's ever been just you and me. There's always been you and me have been on the podcast together, but we usually have Fed in the back and Jesse.
I was gonna say, I was like, well, it has in the beginning, but yeah, you're right. It was either Jesse, Fed. If one of them wasn't there, it's never been just us two. Yeah, it's been us with one of them. I have had the podcast with just Fed, right? Jesse wasn't there the other day, or Jesse was in the background.
I couldn't even tell you.
I don't remember.
If I wasn't here, I couldn't tell you.
But yeah, this is the first one that me and you actually by ourselves did it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lyrical text again.
He did?
Or maybe it just reminded me.
No, it was the same. It's the same one.
Oh,
it's
the same one. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So last week we ended off with the movies. Mm-hmm. With movies that people think, like, oh, this is the greatest movie, and everybody loves this movie.
Yeah.
But then you realize that some people were like, oh, I actually don't like that movie. But it's very rare because you think everybody should love that movie. And I said The Sandlot. And I still stick by it. I don't think it's a bad movie.
Idiot.
I just don't like it.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I remember watching it as a kid, and the scene that stuck out the most was the pool scene. Like, that
Which
was the
is
scene
a great scene.
That stuck out the most to me. Like, memorable scene. But, like, besides that, like, I didn't really. I thought the movie was great, but it wasn't a rewatchable movie for me. Even as a kid. I didn't rewatch that movie like that.
I can't believe you're saying this in my presence.
And I always fought with that reality of how I felt about that. Like, I always felt like I was doing a disgrace to my generation of being one of the ones that, like, people always were like, The Sandlot. And I always lied to them and said, you know what? Yeah, The Sandlot's
and
amazing.
And, you know, honestly, The Sandlot came out like 1990, I think. So I don't think it's even our movie. It's like before our time, because we
really?
Were born. Yeah,
I thought it came out like mid-90s.
Okay, maybe it did.
Sandlot.
It came out in 96 or 90. I know that's a big way off.
That is completely.
I'm going to say 90, though.
You're very in between. It's 93.
See?
Yeah, you're in between.
So does that even.
It's still considered our movie because we grew up with it.
We did.
Because you have to think about it. Like, back in the 90s, like, there was a lot of movies, but there was only a minimal amount of movies that were, like, very distinguishable to people. Yeah. So, like, The Sandlot, everybody watched that for, like, the next, like, I would say, like, 8 years after it came out. Like, everybody was still watching that movie. It was still their childhood movie for the next 7-8 years. Compared to, like, movies now, like, there's just movies dropping every year.
Yeah.
So there's Frozen, and then they have Luca or whatever. Like, they have all these movies, so every year, like, there's a different movie.
Yeah, speaking of Sandlot, though, I think that may be one of the best. Well, it's a baseball movie.
Yeah.
Not in a flight. I mean, that's probably one of the best sport movies. It has comedy. To me, it is.
I don't know, man.
It's one of the best sport movies.
Angels in the Outfield is pretty dope.
Yeah, but
Rookie
come
of the
on.
Year is pretty dope.
Yeah, but come on.
Field of Dreams is pretty dope.
Yeah, they're all dope.
Mighty Ducks. Oh, you said baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just said it's sports.
Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, Mighty Ducks is good, but it's not Sandlot, though.
Sandlot. See, I prefer Sandlot. Mighty Ducks over Sandlot.
Why? Because it has Emilio Estevez?
No, because it has Mighty Ducks in it. That's why. I like the Mighty Ducks a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Mighty Ducks to me stuck out more. Like, that movie to me was more memorable than the Sandlot.
Maybe because there was there's a sequel, but
Mighty Ducks 2 and then Mighty Ducks 3D.
They waited too long to release the sequel to Sandlot. Then, like, they released like
2006. Yeah, or
that time
like
it's just
that.
Like, bro, get Sandlot, the fuck out of here.
Sandlot
get the
2.
Fuck out of
Wait,
here.
When did they release that shit? 2005.
See,
no.
Like I said,
and
just
even then, even me not being a fan of like the Sandlot one, I still think it's a great movie, and I don't think it even needed a sequel. Like, that's a movie you just don't touch. You don't touch that movie. Like, leave that shit alone. Like, don't remake it. Don't touch it. They remade it too. I believe so. They remade it.
They what?
They remade the movie. Sandlot remade. That's just the two part two.
Nah, like Sandlot. No, that's one of the best sport movies. I think Remember the Titans is one of the best sport
movies.
That's
a good movie.
Dude, that's a great movie. That's one of my favorite sports movies. And these are like kids movies too. Like, these are like all Disney movies.
Let me see.
Remember the Titans.
Space Jam was one of those. The Big Green. Yeah. Air Bud. See, those movies, I still think those movies, I don't think people hate.
But so Air Bud? You hold those over
Sandlot? No, I'm saying those are great movies.
No, but I'm asking you a question.
No, I think the Sandlot's a great movie. I personally like a lot of these more than the Sandlot, but I think the Sandlot is a better movie than a lot of these
movies.
Okay,
so tell me what those movies on there, tell me what you have above Sandlot. Need to know.
Okay,
this.
Okay, I'm going off of Sandlot being like the most memorable movie. Like, it's not a memorable movie to me. It's a great movie, though. But more memorable than for me is like Little Giants, way more memorable. Little Giants, bro.
It's a great movie.
Little Giants. Mighty Ducks, way more memorable. They have Angels in the Outfield right here, but I would put Sandlot over that.
You know how many fucking memorable quotes come from Sandlot?
I'm not saying that anything bad about the Sandlot. I think the Sandlot's a great movie, and I think it's a very quotable movie.
I'm pretty sure you can quote more movies from Sandlot than you can from Mighty Ducks or Little
No,
Giants
for sure.
That.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. But like, to me, it's not a movie that I go like, oh, I need to go rewatch. I'm just kind of like, I've seen it. Like, I don't really care to watch it again. It's not that memorable for me to want to rewatch it again.
Damn,
man. That's what.
That's tough.
I would rather watch Space Jam again. I would watch The Sandlot over Air Bud, over The Big Green, over Rookie of the Year, over Angels in the Outfield. But I would watch Mighty Ducks, The Little Giants over Sandlot.
Mm.
But I'd still watch Sandlot over all those movies, because I'm not saying that and I still like all those movies. I just don't. The Sandlot was not that movie that hit me, that went like, that's my childhood movie. It was just a movie in my childhood that I was like, all right, it was cool.
Okay. All
right. But
I put Mighty Ducks up there as well.
Mighty Ducks is a good one.
I put Mighty Ducks up there as well as a movie coming from that. Who else? No, there was nobody in Sandlot that was in the Mighty Ducks, was there?
There was the
my heater. What's his name?
The big dude?
No, the black pitcher. This is my heater. He was in Mighty Ducks, wasn't he?
Oh, wasn't Kenan Thompson? Was that him? Because he was the one in Mighty Ducks. Was Kenan Thompson.
No, I'm talking about the pitcher from Sandlot. This dude right here.
He wasn't in...
He was in Mighty Ducks, bro.
He was in Mighty Ducks? I don't think so.
Watch. Hold on. All Let me get you the name, and then you can... Kenan...
Kenan Thompson!
No,
I told you.
Kenny the Heater de Nunes. That was his name in the movie.
And who was it? And he was in Mighty Ducks?
Is an African. I'm trying to get his full name, but they're giving me his fucking... This dude right here. He was in Mighty Ducks.
Kenny Taham. Kenny Dunez. He was in Mighty... Oh, yes, he was in Mighty Ducks. I remember. Okay,
he was in Mighty Ducks, though.
Yeah, he was in Mighty Ducks. You're right. Okay. Yeah. What were we talking about him in Mighty Ducks about?
No, I was just saying he wasn't. I was saying were there any
you were just
actors
clarifying
in
that
Sandlot?
He wasn't. Yeah.
Because in a lot of those old Disney movies, a lot of the, like Goldberg, he was in Heavyweights. He was in
Mighty Ducks also.
Mighty Ducks, yeah. Like, he was in a few movies.
What about
so a lot of those old Disney characters? Hey, fun fact too.
Yeah.
I hope this is true, but I was, I forgot where I saw it. I might have saw it on TikTok, but they said at the end of Sandlot, where Benny the Jet Rodriguez, when he was already pro, and he looks back up. Do you remember that
part?
Yeah,
I do remember
like
that.
Guy.
They're in the box?
Well, the announcer was the fucking Smalls was in the box. He was the announcer. They said that guy who played Benny the Jet Rodriguez as a grown-up, that was his older brother. So if you, like, go back and look at it, they look alike. Like, Benny, And then his brother, like, they look exactly alike.
Oh, so that's his brother?
That's his older brother. Oh. They used him to play him as,
oh, that's pretty
as an
dope.
Older dude. Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
So, fun fact.
I always thought it was based on a true story when I was younger.
That'd be nice.
I thought it was. Like, my mom made me really believe that it was based on a true story. He was in Mighty Ducks 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Benny was. Yeah, talking about that shit. That's the main character from Sandlot.
That was like his last movie ever. He never, after Mighty Ducks 3, he never did anything else.
I wonder
what
happened to him. I liked him.
He just stopped acting. And that was it.
Why? Wow, you're in two of the biggest fucking movies, Disney movies, almost back.
His career was just starting off. Yeah. But, I mean, hey, I don't know what's up with. I don't know where he's at now today. What? I have another movie for you, though. Were you a fan of The Goonies?
The Goonies. I watched it.
But was it one of those like...
I mean, I don't need to
I don't
watch
think it,
it
was our generation, though. It was an 80 movie. Yeah. Like, it was Roland's type of generation.
If it comes on, anyway. If I see it come on, I'll watch it. Yeah. Like, but I don't think I'll put it
okay.
on.
Okay, I'll get that on. Okay, Home Alone, obviously.
Oh, gosh. Right? Come on now. Is that a Disney movie also?
I don't know. I think it's a Miramax. New Line. New Line, right?
Or New Miramax. Line Cinema?
Yeah, New Line Cinema or Miramax. It's one of those movies.
Home Alone, man. I ranked that up there high.
This shit has fucking Ratatouille best on here, Christmas but I'm movie. Not fucking Ratatouille. Fernando's the only one with Ratatouille.
No.
Were you one that grew up with the Wizard of Oz? Did your mom show you Wizard of Oz when you were younger?
She tried to. I didn't.
He's like, get this shit out of here.
I didn't appeal to it.
I liked it. I was a fan of Wizard of Oz. I saw it young enough where I like grew up going like, that's a fucking dope ass movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that one.
Yeah, I tried to, but I'm like, that fucking, it came out. When did it come out?
Oh, like 40s, I think.
And you know me, like, I can't watch maybe movies 30s. That fucking take place way the fuck back then. I just can't get
well,
into
them.
Well,
you have to watch it at a young age for you to appreciate it at an older age.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, it's one of those movies, yeah. I probably even own the movie. I just never seen it.
It's a good
and
movie.
And I don't care to see
it. I like it.
I seen somebody when we posted that clip on Instagram, somebody, I think his name is Dank817.
Mm-hmm.
He's a new follower, and we followed him back too. I think he's a rapper from Fort Worth. He said Lion King, that he didn't like Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, wow. I just wrote back, wow.
Oh, I did see that comment on Instagram,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's a good movie. That's a movie I don't think people would hate. Like, that's a movie that I'm like, how does anybody not like The Lion King? Unless you didn't grow up. That's the only way it's excusable is if you didn't grow up with the movie and you saw it at an older age, I can go okay. Because, like, have you seen The Night Before Christmas? The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm.
It's that.
I know what you're talking about.
The skeleton one?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't really remember it, though.
I never saw it when I was younger, ever, but I always wanted to see it. I never saw it. I didn't see it until maybe, like, 3 years ago. Like, Gabby, my wife, was like, ooh, let's watch this. I put it on. And, like, 15, 20 minutes in there, I was like, this is a fucking musical. And I turned it off.
Don't you like musicals?
No, I like La La Land because it's a musical for people that don't like musicals.
Okay.
But I know it was like a musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to see single, that shit.
Yeah, and I
definitely wouldn't want to see it as a kid.
No, well, as a kid, like, there's certain movies like that they have music in it. Not necessarily musical, but like Lion King has music in it. And you can deal with it because as a kid, you grew up with it and you're like, all right, whatever.
Oh, yeah,
like
I just
that.
Can't
exactly.
wait to be king.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't grow up with The Nightmare Before Christmas. So watching it now, I was like, I can't do the music shit.
Definitely.
So I had to turn it all shit off. But Gabby was like stunned because like that's one of her favorite movies. And
she
feels like everybody should have watched that movie.
Yeah.
You know what? Another one, too, that she thinks that everybody loves?
Which one?
The Polar Express.
I've never seen
it. I've seen it once, and I was like, it's all right.
I've never seen it. I don't think that's a movie that everyone needs to see, though.
No, like, that's a movie that people put on their top shit.
Really?
Like, The Polar Express is a movie that everybody loves, and everybody must watch on Christmas. And I'm like, nah, son.
Nah. Just Home Alone, fucking Home Alone. What's the one with the red? You shoot your eye out.
A Christmas Story. Oh, Gabby said, and Gabby's never seen that one. And I thought that's the one you fucking watch on Christmas.
That's what they play all night on TBS. Mm-hmm.
It's
a Christmas
fucking
story.
Dope movie, man.
They played that for 24 hours until Christmas, and they played all Christmas Day too.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, Christmas Story. That's a great movie. And Home Alone also.
Well,
another
shit.
Christmas movie.
We can go fucking all day because there's so many movies. What about Jumanji before we go?
Oh, I love Jumanji.
Jumanji. Matilda.
Matilda's good.
Bro, who hates Matilda? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody fucking hates Matilda. And if you hate Matilda, then
fuck
I don't
yourself.
Know what the fuck to tell you, bro. Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot. I'm looking on a list right now of the movies right here, and there's like a lot of newer ones and stuff. And movies that I don't think everybody loves, like Free Willy. I think it was okay.
Oh, man, dude. I haven't seen Free Willy.
I watched it when I was younger. I haven't seen it since then. But I don't think it's a movie everybody loves. Yeah. Actually, I don't know. I think it's a movie everybody remembers. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's a movie everybody loves.
I know this is off topic. It's a movie question, though. But I seen this question the other day. They put up Anaconda. They said Anaconda or Deep Blue Sea. And I could not pick.
Oh,
because I love both of those movies. Okay. Anaconda. The first Anaconda with J-Lo, Ice Cube, and whoever else is in there. Those are like the two big actors.
Jane something. I think that was his name. Thomas Jane. Or Jane Thomas. Fuck.
And then Deep Blue Sea was Deep Samuel, Samuel L. Jackson. Jane, yeah. And I don't know the other actors.
LL Cool J was on there. Ice Cube was on Anaconda. Yeah. Thomas Jane was on that. Damn. So which one...
They just said, which one would you rather go? I mean,
or which one would you rather be in, or which one would you rather? What situation?
It was a poll question. They just put both of those movies up together. Like, which one would you rather watch?
About like being in like those river lakes, like those stream ones over there, and like Anaconda, because you can't see shit. Like that fucking green water.
These are some big. Oh
fuck!
Watching that movie was the first. That was when I first realized there was anacondas. That's what I realized when what an anaconda was. Anaconda. I was like, that's a big ass fucking snake.
I don't think those exist, but they're like, no, those are real.
Yeah, I don't think they're that big, but I think they made of exaggerated. Yeah,
but they're not. Like, I don't think they're that big.
In that movie,
maybe
they
half
were fucking,
the size of that
like,
shit.
They're fucking big, but
because that motherfucker was big.
Oh, you know, there probably is some big ones out there that we've never
in the Amazon.
That we haven't found out yet. But then there's Deep Blue Sea, and that movie was a great movie also about. Well, they're out at sea, and one of the dudes is like a fucking shark trainer or something. Like, he's not scared to go in there with the sharks, and I don't know what happened, but then that place starts getting full of water. The sharks get
in. Yeah, the tank starts to the lens, the glass starts to crack inside there, and all the water starts to overflow or some shit.
Dude,
like that.
I would fucking die if that happened.
I think I'd have a better chance in Deep Blue Sea if I was in a situation than Anaconda, 100%. But you're
out there at ocean, though. Yeah. Like, they're in the middle of the ocean.
I know,
ocean.
But they were like, oh, yeah, it's true. Like, maybe, okay, I guess you're right. Anaconda, you have the trees. And
I mean, I would rather, like, honestly, I'd rather be in a river than in the ocean. Maybe somebody could.
That's true. You're right.
Like, you're in the middle of the fucking ocean.
I'm just
ocean.
Scared of the fact that you can't see them really like that. And in the ocean, like, you can go kind of, I don't know. It's just both.
And you got to remember, too, if we're talking about the movies and, for the most part, I think Deep Blue Sea was taken part at night, right? So
no, it was
at the very at the end of the movie,
it turned day.
Yeah, but for the most part, it was night.
Yeah, you're right,
and you couldn't see shit. And then Anaconda, that was pretty much taken part during the day. There were some night scenes, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I'd probably go with Anaconda then.
Yeah,
but as a better movie, I'd probably go with. Oof, they're both good movies.
Yeah, see,
both,
I can't choose one.
Really cheesy, good movies though. I can't choose. I think they're both different because one's a shark, one's a fucking snake. So I have to leave it like that. They're both great movies.
Okay, we'll leave it like that because I can't pick either.
So you watch Suicide Squad. I wish Lyrical was here to tell us about Suicide Squad, but he's not here, unfortunately. Yeah. So you watch Suicide Squad?
Yes, I saw it. I watched it Sunday, and no. What's today? Yeah, I started it yesterday, and then I finished it this morning. I wish I would have got a chance to see it twice because I just understand movies better when I watch them twice.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to watch it twice. But from what I saw, well, I did see the movie. Mm-hmm. It was a good movie, actually. I really loved Idris Elba in it, like we were talking about earlier. I thought he was replacing Will Smith. Bloodsport and Deadshot.
He's a way different character. Yeah, he's Bloodsport.
But what's the difference between them, though? What's the difference between Bloodsport and Deadshot? Because
Deadshot's
exactly
a shooter.
Same.
Like, Bloodsport is just assassin. Like, he's a good assassin. Deadshot is like a bullseye. Like, he hits his mark each time.
What's the difference?
Is like Deadshot actually hits his mark each time.
Yeah, but
Bloodshot doesn't. Bloodshot's just a good assassin.
Bloodshot or Bloodsport?
So, Bloodsport.
Okay.
So, Deadshot is kind of like Curry, and then Bloodsport is kind of like
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, like Klay Thompson, like all around.
So they're splash.
Yeah, yeah.
So
he's more of an all around in a sense, but like if you're going for a three, just he's a shooter. Is fucking you can count on that's fucking that's Deadshot.
You see, I don't like that. That's too close to one another. Too close of.
Okay, well, let's fucking do that.
No, I get what you're saying.
Oh,
I'm just I get what you're saying. I'm saying I don't like that they're so close together like that.
Yeah,
like they're both like because I thought
shooters.
It was fuck. Yeah, like
yeah.
And then you got, you throw Peacemaker in there too.
Yeah, that's true.
He's the
same shit. He's the same one. He's just all American guy, basically.
Yeah.
But he's the same exact, he's an assassin, same thing. Yeah, I would have liked, I like the lineup, but I definitely would have liked if they would have had, maybe like Captain Cold on there. Maybe a little bit more variety instead of having like just a, but I get it, the sharpshooter, like I get it. But I wish I would have had Will Smith back then.
And Will Smith didn't do it because he was doing what movie? I used to know this.
I think Bad Boys 3.
See, I would rather, after watching Bad Boys 3, like, fuck Bad Boys 3. Yeah,
throw away, bro. What the hell, man?
Forget Bad Boys 3. I don't even want to see Bad Boys 4, even though I watch it, but I don't even want to see it. He should have done this movie.
Yeah, he did. He definitely should have.
If he would have been in this movie, would Idris Elba would have been in it also?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think that they would have just kept Will Smith because they wouldn't need another lead.
Yeah. I like that. I'm not the biggest fan of Idris Elba, but I like that he got to use his original accent because I know in some movies they don't allow him to. Yeah. So I liked in this movie he could use his original accent.
It was good. I liked it overall. I liked it overall. It was very different than David Ayer's Suicide Squad, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the dark and grittiness in the dark world and the David Ayer world. Like, I liked that darkness.
Same.
That gritty world. But I think overall, like, James Gunn did a better job, like, just storytelling, like, keeping the story consistent, like, getting to know each character, even if it was for a second, and actually, like, liking them. Mm-hmm. Or, like, enough for you to be like, okay, you know, like, knowing who they were, like, even though, like, spoiler alert, a lot of them die pretty quickly, you know? And you're kind of like, damn, but you kind of get a sense of who they were and who the character was.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he does the flashbacks to kind of give you a better sense of, like, Pete Davidson's character.
Yeah, like, I like the flashbacks of it, yeah.
And I was like, okay, now it adds on to the character when we saw in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a good job at that. I thought the action was really good, but I didn't think it stuck out like that. I thought they had great moments, like, when King Shark ripped out a person, some of the shots, like the whole, I like the scene where Bloodsport and Peacemaker were in the jungle and they were knocking people out and they were just killing everybody. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty dope scene. Yeah. But like, I feel like the action was better on like Birds of Prey. Like, that really? Stuck out.
I've only seen that once and I don't
That's
remember.
That's a dope movie.
That was good.
That actually stuck out to me way more. But I liked the Suicide Squad movie a lot. I thought it was great. I thought it was funny. It added that humor. And at first, I was like, I don't know if adding too much humor is going to, like, maybe take away from, like, Suicide Squad. But the fact that the way the characters were, I think it balanced it out great.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't add that type of humor with, like, Superman or Batman saying that shit.
Definitely not.
That shit would have been, it's whack. We've seen that shit. So adding it with, like, these characters and getting them to know like that, like, I thought it was pretty dope.
Did you even like the big villain at the end? Maybe... I don't know. I did not like the big ass fucking starfish.
I did like the big starfish at the end, but I don't feel like it should have been like the main villain. But I did like the starfish. Like, I honestly think it should have been the main villain for like the Justice League and then a bigger star. But it was cool. Mm. It wasn't like the best. Like, it was cool though. Like, I was like, okay, this is dope. But I wasn't like amazed at the bit, you know, the villain.
Yeah.
James Gunn said his original idea was him wanting to do the Suicide Squad against a brainwashed Superman.
That would have been great.
That would have been fucking crazy, right?
I can do that.
That would have been nuts. Go ahead.
And I don't know. Like I said, I just nitpick at everything. I'm not the biggest movie buff, but I wish that Peacemaker and Bloodsport would have had a longer... It was no fight. They just shot each other. And obviously Bloodsport won. Right? Bloodsport. Let me get the
Bloodsport,
damn name
right.
I'd rather see them actually go at it, but obviously they're both assassins, so I don't think they're going to fight each other. They're just going to shoot. And that was a badass scene, though, about the big little bullet went into the big bullet and went right through it.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
like John Cena in there, too. I ain't going to lie. I fuck with John Cena.
No, John Cena was dope. I really like his character. And they have a show, so they actually filmed the show right after back to back from Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. They filmed a show called Peacemaker that's gonna release on HBO Max and like
it's gonna be John Cena in
there John Cena.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so like did you watch the end credits?
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, so he's alive. Sorry. Yeah, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, guys. So rewind like 10 seconds, mute it, spoiler alert, and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're gonna make a show with John Cena called Peacemaker. Yeah, I mean, I'd be dope to see them fight going back to back, but I thought that the Joel Kinnaman scene, the Rick Flag versus Peacemaker. Okay. I thought that was a good fight enough to like kind of throw me off. And I feel, I mean, to keep me going, I feel like we might see Bloodsport and Peacemaker fight later on.
Because
he's alive, you know?
Yeah.
So that'd be dope. Overall, the you know, everything about the movie, I like the movie. I actually really liked it. I like King Shark a lot.
I liked it too. The Weasel. I'd watch it again.
Same. I seen it twice. I saw it with Anthony on in the movie theaters, and then I saw it the next day at the house with my brother. And he thought it was okay. He didn't like it that much. He said, I could probably go. He goes, I probably could have gone without watching it in my life, and it would have been okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'd watch it. I like it. I've seen. I like the Suicide Squads. I like the first. I really like the first one too, and I don't think a lot of people liked it.
The concepts is dope.
Yeah,
I really. Look, this is what like a video game coming out with the Suicide Squad versus Justice League, and this is kind of like what James Gunn would have done. Watch. So I'm showing Joe a trailer, guys.
Who's he holding?
He's just holding a civilian.
Oh. He just got burned.
See, that's the squad I want to see.
Boomerang, Harley Quinn, Shark Guy, and who's that? Bloodsport?
That's Deadshot.
Oh. That's a game coming out?
That's a game coming out next year.
Okay.
Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League is what it's called.
Kill the Justice League.
Yeah. It's dope, right? I'm going to get a PlayStation 5 just for that game. Not just for that game.
Have they restocked on the PS5s? Because I remember at one point they were like, you can't get one for like years, I think.
I don't think so. I mean, I think they're like stocking like a little bit faster now, but like I think there's so many behind that people want to get them that they're still going by fast. But I think by like November we should be good, but then we'll be out by Christmas, and then I think we'll be good maybe by February.
Forgot March. Christmas, yeah.
If I do find one, I'm gonna give me a PS5 for sure, and I'm gonna hold on to like Christmas just to fucking get it over with already.
Mm-hmm. And I'm only gonna buy like 2 or 3 games for it, and probably not ever. I'm gonna buy my NBA, probably buy like fucking Mortal Kombat or what they have. So if they have something for that,
yeah,
I don't know. I'll buy a few games.
I'll probably buy Far Cry. It's one of the games I like.
Far Cry. I've heard of it.
Best game. And then probably buy NBA.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then watch movies on it.
Yeah.
And then just waste money on a fucking PS5.
Yeah, I just want
for
one.
For no fucking
like
reason. Because I'm just going to watch movies and Netflix on it. And I'm just going to make fun of Anthony. It's going to be me, just the way I made fun of Anthony whenever he got a PlayStation 5. And I was like, how are you enjoying the game? Because I'm watching Netflix on it. I go, yeah, I fucking knew you were just going to watch Netflix
on it. The PS5, it has all the everything on it, right? Netflix and
you can do everything
like Hulu
on
Hulu and all that too, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah, I want to get one. The last game system I bought was probably a PS4, I think.
Do you even use it?
I don't even have it no more, dude.
Oh, what happened to it? Oh, you sold it?
I probably did sell it. I don't know.
Damn.
That's how much I'm not into games. Like, I don't even remember what I did with my PS4. Yeah, or maybe I gave it to my nephew. I don't remember what I did with it. But definitely need a PS5, though.
Yeah, if I had more time, I would want to play just a few games. But I only want to play games with, like, a story. Like, I don't want to play, like, online shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care to play online and be playing with other people. I just want to play, like, story modes whenever I get a chance and then get off.
Yeah.
But let me go back real quick on that Suicide Squad.
Okay.
So now that you've seen the Suicide Squad and the old Suicide Squad, do you think which one's better, David Ayer or this one?
Well, I like David Ayer, so I'm going to go with him. Because, like you said in the beginning, it's more of a dark and gritty movie. I think those are the words, and that's what I prefer. Like, if it's dark anything like that, I'm going to go with it.
Same. I think I like the dark and gritty overall.
And it had Will Smith in it.
Yeah, I liked overall just that whole world. Like, it felt like Gotham City. Like, it felt like underground Gotham City. But I think James Gunn movie was overall a better movie. Like, I do think it was a better movie. Better cinematography, but it had great cinematography, had great music. I think it did have a better music choice on here. I think the storytelling was better. I think the action was bigger in a good way where, like, it flowed better. Mm-hmm. But I still liked the other one, you know, a lot too, the David Ayer. A lot of people always look at me like, you fucking like the David Ayer movie? I'm like, bro, David Ayer for life, my boy. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Just like a Snyder fan, bro. But again, I do know the flaws of David Ayer, so I'm not saying like David Ayer's Suicide Squad was the best. I do want to see the David Ayer cut of Suicide Squad. But I am a fan, so I do like the movie. But I do see the fucking flaws in the movie.
Yeah.
But okay, if you could put your Suicide Squad picking 4 out of the first movie and this movie,
Ooh.
Give me the four that you would pick. Yeah. Oh, but before that, what do you rank from 1 to 10?
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, this one was shit. I wasn't expecting this question, Zeus.
You didn't expect this after we said like, John watched the Suicide Squad movie.
Sorry. Just wasn't expecting it. Fuck.
Yeah, this isn't a movie podcast, so that's why Joe wasn't expecting it.
I was not expecting it. Fuck, I'll give it
Take your time. Take your time.
Throw something out there.
We are no time. I think. Take your time.
A 7.5.
7.5?
Yeah, 7.5.
Okay. That's not bad. And you know what? You can rechange your answer if you watch it again within the next week or two or whatever, and then you can come back with a different answer if you know with the better review. I think I'd give it probably 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah, 8.5. I thought it was really good. all right. So, yeah. Out of the Suicide Squad, David Ayers, and this Suicide Squad, if you can put your own team, dead or alive, you can pick four members. All Who right, would your four
look,
members
look,
be?
I got to look up some people now real quick. Cause
I got it right here.
I'm definitely going with Deadshot.
All right. You got Deadshot.
Deadshot.
Will Smith's Deadshot.
Definitely.
All right. We got Deadshot. We got Harley Quinn. You got Rick Flagg. You got Captain Boomerang. You got El Diablo.
I'm taking El Diablo.
You got Killer Croc. You got Enchantress. And then the other ones are all soldiers. Oh, you got Katana. Slipknot.
You got Weasel.
Ain't nobody speaking Slipknot. Yeah, on the new one, you got Weasel. Who else you got?
All right, well. Deadshot. I got Deadshot. And there's that actor's too, right? So I'm bringing Will Smith.
Yeah, you're bringing Will Smith. So you're bringing the actual members from that one.
You got to have Will Smith in your fucking squad.
Who are all the members?
El Diablo.
El Diablo, Deadshot.
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. I don't think you can have. You can't have Harley a Suicide Squad without Harley Quinn.
Yeah. What the fuck? The Joker? He's not a Suicide Squad member.
No, I don't think the Joker's a Suicide Squad member. He's in the Suicide Squad. He's a villain, but he's not in there.
Yeah.
You got Harley Quinn. You got Rick Flagg again. You got Peacemaker. You got King Shark. You got Mongol. You got Polka Dot Man.
Ooh, Polka Dot.
You got Savant. He was the one with the ball. You got Javelin. He was the one with that big javelin stick.
Yeah.
The one that died. You got Ratcatcher 2. You got The Thinker. You got Blackguard, which was Pete Davidson's character who died immediately.
The fuck did he do, though?
He just has, like, guns and shit. I don't fucking know. He's a
another fucking peacemaker.
Yeah, he has a high-tech suit with some gadgets. Oh. Yeah, he's still a satellite.
He was the traitor, though.
Yeah, he was a traitor.
Trying to make
fuck that. You got the detachable kid, but detachable man.
Yeah.
The Weasel.
You see, I already have Bloodsport, so I don't want to put. I mean, I already have.
Yeah, you can't add. I
don't want to put Bloodsport in there because they're too close for me.
Okay, so you got Harley Quinn, you got El Diablo, you got Deadshot,
and then you're going
old school.
One,
okay,
the last. Well, I really loved El Diablo. Yeah. Like, what the fuck can somebody do with him?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, didn't he pretty much save the first Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Like,
but you know, he wasn't supposed to die in the original movie, and David Ayer's cut. Doesn't die. He's alive.
They need to bring his ass back.
Bro, Warner Brothers really fucking everybody over. Damn it, Warner Brothers. I was a huge fan of you guys.
And you know what? I'm taking King Shark.
King Shark?
I'm taking King
Shark.
So
King Shark, El Diablo, Deadshot, and Harley Quinn.
Okay. That's my Suicide Squad right there, brother.
All right. I would go with, obviously, Harley Quinn.
Show.
Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang. Okay. I like Captain Boomerang a lot. Let me see. I'm looking at the other ones right now. Captain Boomerang, Harley Quinn. I do like King Shark. I do like Killer Croc a lot, too. Killer Croc is fucking dope.
Remember that in the first one? What are you doing behind bars? Or what do you say? You remember the first one?
Oh, what did he say, though?
He goes, down here in the sewer for something like that, and he was like, ass. You don't remember?
I remember, but I don't remember what he said. That's what he said.
There was a question.
I'm gonna pull that up here in a second. You know what? I'm gonna go with Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang. Damn, I don't know if I want Deadshot or Bloodsport. I really like both of them. Like, I like both of them a lot. You know what? I would go with Bloodsport.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Bloodsport, Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang, and I'll probably go with, I'm going to go with Killer Croc.
Killer Croc?
Yeah. And you know
Killer
what?
Croc.
I want
Killer Croc.
I want our fans to pick who they would think, what team would win. Do you think Joe's Suicide Squad team would win, which consists of Deadshot, Harley Quinn, El Diablo, and King Shark?
Come on.
Or... God damn, Joe. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Come on. Just look at that lineup.
Okay. All right.
It's the fucking dream team right there.
Or you got Bloodsport, you got Harley Quinn, you got Captain Boomerang, and you got Killer Croc.
Killer Croc.
Damn, you know what? Now that I think about it, that Killer Croc is small on David Ayer's squad.
He's gonna go up against King Shark and get his ass whipped.
I don't know, man. Killer Croc. The thing about it is the original Killer Croc is fucking huge, man.
Yeah, he's but we're going huge. From the movies, though.
Yeah, if we're going off the movies, let me retract real quick on Killer Croc. Mm. I'm going to retract real quick on Killer Croc, and I'm going to go with, well, because, man, you're right. Like, that motherfucker. You know what? I'm going to go with, I'm going to go Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
I'm
going to
go
nice.
Peacemaker, Bloodsport, Captain Boomerang, and Harley Quinn. So, whose team would win? Whose Suicide Squad team would win? Joe's King Shark.
King Shark.
Deadshot.
Harley Quinn. And El Diablo.
Or mine. Bloodsport, Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang, and who the fuck did I say?
Peacemaker.
And Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got a pretty good squad right there, bro.
You do,
Peacemaker and fucking Bloodsport right there. Yeah. And Boomerang and Harley Quinn, bro.
But if we put them together, it's like... Harley Quinn versus Harley Quinn. Okay.
Okay. But we're going off movies. So we're not going off comics or cartoons. We're going off straight off movie. The movie ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all right. So I'll let you pick. With Harley Quinn, what'd you get? Would you get the first Suicide Squad, the second one, or Birds of Prey Harley Quinn? I want Birds of Prey Harley Quinn.
That's kind
of
tough.
I'm going to get Birds of Prey Harley Quinn.
Well, yeah. Well, that whole movie was about her. And so I mean, yeah. Like fucking, Harley you Quinn. See so much of her in that movie.
The better Harley Quinn after that is going to be the new Suicide Squad Harley Quinn. The first one was pretty dope as fuck too. She was really good. She kicked ass on that one too.
I don't remember the first. I mean, I remember the first one, but I don't remember the scenes and all that. But
I guess just say Suicide Squad.
Yeah, just Suicide Squad. And then what? You're gonna put Bloodsport versus Deadshot up, and then that one's like well, according to you, fucking Deadshot is like what'd you say?
Yeah,
it's like spot on.
Yeah, he is spot on.
Bloodsport is just an
assassin.
He's
a good assassin. So that's my thing is like the good thing about going off of that is like even though they're both like assassins, like he does have the shot on him, but Bloodsport is an assassin. So he's an overall as well, you know? So like
But we didn't see any of that though.
Huh?
We didn't see any of that though. All we saw was just him shooting people.
Yeah, I know.
So we didn't see
that. I know. So that's where we're gonna go off the shooting and he got his helmets. I mean, we're just gonna go off what the fans say at that point. So I guess we'll do we'll go a team and then we'll do that. All right, we're going to put this on Instagram. We're going to see everybody votes for.
Damn right.
All right, so dope on that. Let's move on to some other stuff. I wanted to talk to you about some shows I saw, Joey. I know this is we're all talking about fucking movies and shit, but I have not finished it, but I think I'm on episode 4 of The Outsider. Did we talk about that?
We didn't talk about it, but I saw that you fucking already started another show.
Which one?
The White Lotus.
No, The White Lotus. Gabby has started it a few weeks ago. So we've been watching it weekly. But then we started watching The Outsider. And then the day we were going to finish it, like we were still watching The Outsider. I think the kids Sebastian woke up and we just didn't finish it. But we're watching it. We're about to be on episode 4. Or we're starting episode 4.
Oh.
Damn. It's a fucking good show, bro.
No. I thought you were about to finish the show.
No. There's only like 4 or 5 more episodes though.
Yeah. It's not a long show. But shit, I was fucking telling Gabby, your wife, I was like, I watched this at the beginning of COVID last year, so she was like asking me. I was like, no, she didn't ask me any questions, but I was like, dude, I was like, I couldn't even tell you
anything
because it's been so long since I watched it. I watched it last year, and I've only watched it one time too. I need to watch it again, but just the beginning of it, I think I told you, it was just the beginning of it. It's like, you know what's going on, but you don't know what's going on. Like it's fucking crazy of what goes on in that movie at the beginning with Jason Bateman and that
whole first episode. If that first episode doesn't drag you in, then the show's not for you. Cause that first episode just really goes like bonkers. Like you're like, damn, this is, this is going to be a crazy show. And again, you kind of know what's going on, but then you don't know what's going on.
Because it's like, hold up. Like, if that's happening, then how's this? Like,
yeah.
And yeah, it just fucking threw me for a loop towards the very end. I was like, oh, okay, I see what's going on now. But
yeah, I'm still.
I definitely hope they make a second season or something.
Yeah, I think they're making a second season already.
They need to.
Yeah. That's a fucking, so far, fucking great. It's by Stephen King.
Oh, yeah. It was his.
It's his book. It's based off his
novel.
Book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fucking. Yeah. Everybody watch The Outsiders. Like I said, I watched it last year because of COVID. When it came out, I was like, well, what else am I going to watch? So that was probably the first show I watched during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great show.
Yeah. I remember I was telling Gabby, I was like, Joe told me to watch it like in the beginning of the podcast. So I'm like, that was like over a year ago. Like Joe was telling me to watch that shit.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk about it too much because I'm scared I might leak some.
Spoilers?
Yeah. One of them might just come in my head and it just.
Nah.
Okay, that sounded nasty. So one of them just might come in my head.
So everybody watch The Outsider.
Nothing's coming on my head.
Because what? No, that's on his face, on his head.
Yeah, on my face.
Yeah, because once I finish it, we're going to talk about it. So yeah. Y'all.
I need to get reacclimated with it because seriously, it's been that long.
Yeah, it's good.
But I just remember the beginning, though, and remember the very end. I just don't remember the middle part.
In between.
Foggy on that side. But yeah, check it out. Keep watching it.
Yeah, Jason Bateman's fucking great on that show.
He's probably one of my favorite actors just of all right now.
He's a great director.
There's everything he can do.
He directed, so far he's directed every episode I've seen. Fucking great director.
And I don't know if you watch Ozark, but.
Yeah, he directs a lot of that. Yeah.
Did you see the third season?
No, I think I've only seen the first season, to be honest.
I need to
rewatch the first season.
We watch it, but it reminded me like watching Outsiders. It reminded me a lot of Ozark, even though they're totally two different stories, but it's just very dark.
The stylist.
Like, and, like, I guess, like, the picture, too, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It just reminded me so much of it.
It has that blue tint.
Yeah.
But it has that very dark, like, I know what you mean. That's what I like about it. I like those cold movies. Mm-hmm.
And Jason
Bateman does a great job.
He can go to that, and then he'll go to comedy and do fucking, and he's hilarious as fuck, too.
And he's almost playing the same character, but he's not.
Yeah.
It's like. It's almost, and then you're like, oh, it's not. It's like a whole different character, and you're just like, it's fucking amazing. He's a great fucking actor.
I've been wanting to watch that movie by him again. It's supposed to be like The Game Night. Remember?
Game Night.
Yeah. That's what it's called, right? Yeah,
it's on.
I want to watch that movie again.
It's on Hulu or Netflix? I forgot. It's on, or HBO Max. HBO Max or Hulu?
Maybe Hulu then. I got to check on Hulu because I get on HBO Max like frequently, and I've never seen it on there.
I'm pretty sure I saw one of those.
Well, if it's on Hulu, I'm watching it.
Yeah. I know it's on one of those because I remember seeing it on there saying like, oh, me and Gabby need to watch that.
Yeah. But didn't we watched it together, I think.
At the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are great movies.
And they said one of the scenes in there, I think they were copying off of Pulp Fiction, I think. The scene where they were on Game Night with Jason Bateman and his wife or his girl, whoever she is, they're like in a bar and... They stick it up or somebody sticks them up and then she turns around and she has a gun like everybody, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, from the cafe scene.
Yeah, that's it then. Yeah, Pulp Fiction. Beginning. Yeah, that's from Pulp Fiction.
Well, I don't see any of them on here.
See any of what?
The movies.
I told you.
Maybe it was Peacock I saw.
I've got it on Peacock too. I didn't see it.
Where the fuck did I see Game Night was streaming on somewhere?
You're probably thinking of Horrible Bosses or something.
No, I promise I saw... where to stream Game Night. I like that I'm searching it on my phone and I have my laptop right in front of me.
That just goes to show you the power of a phone.
That's fucking crazy.
We get on our phone for everything.
Whatever. It was on Hulu, but no, it's not on there. I was on Vudu the other day and I was like, let me see if there's a new movie for me. You know, I'll check it out, see what new shit they got. And I came across like a lot of like movies that look terrible. Like I was like, man, and I'm not shitting on people who make terrible movies. Like you never make a movie. You never go in making a movie thinking it's going to be terrible. You always go in thinking it's going to be amazing or great. And then somehow it comes out terrible or great. And I've done 15 terrible movies before I feel like I've done one of the great, which was 6. Shout out 6, everybody.
Shout out 6.
Free no more, but I made it 99 cents for you guys to rent and like $2.99 for you guys to buy. Because
99 cents? Y'all can do that.
Yeah, Amazon decided it was not going to be on Prime no more. So you have to buy it now.
Mm.
Anyways, what was I saying, Joe?
You were on Vudu to see
what
new movies.
So I started going through and I started seeing movies on the feature that I was like, man, these movies look bad. Like the cases and shit look bad. Like I'm like, these look like terrible movies. Let me check out. So I started getting addicted. Bro, I spent like an hour watching trailers for terrible movies.
Uh-huh.
Just hour. just terrible movie after terrible movie, and watching trailers and like obsessed to the point of like, how did they get funding for this? But also going like, I kind of want to see all these fucking terrible movies. Like, they look so terrible that they look so good at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck you get funding to make those movies, man. Yeah. Those are like 100,000, like a couple hundred grand movies, man. And I'm like, but, dude, and they look terrible. Like, and they have like, sometimes they have like good actors, like the guy who played Candyman. I forgot his name. John something, one? I forgot.
Oh.
No, yeah, the guy who played the original Candyman.
Okay.
He's on one of those movies.
Yeah.
And I was like, this movie looks terrible.
There's a lot of fucking filmmakers out here, dude. Like, there's, I mean, I don't know how they got the funding, but obviously, are they like with big productions? Like big, yeah, like movie big productions?
No, they're like, Vertical is one of the movie productions. I think Vertical just buy, Vertical and Lionsgate buy like any fucking thing.
Really?
Like anything, bro. Like, I'm talking about the most generic shit. Like, there was a movie with Tito Ortiz that Vertical and Lionsgate bought, and I was like,
get yeah, the but fuck see, like, these people, would you be willing to put Tito Ortiz in one of your movies?
No.
Yeah, exactly. But these people are, so, you know what I mean? Like, I think you're much more picky with your. Yeah. Well, if you're shitting, I think some, like, I don't know.
And I'm not saying that, yeah, I'm not saying that they're bad. Like, they are bad, but there's an audience for everything. I watch terrible movies and I'm like, this is bad, but I'll go rewatch it and rewatch it and be like, I mean, mm-hmm. I like it, but it's bad.
Yeah.
I like Hallmark movies. I think they're terrible. Hallmark. But I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're right. I wouldn't put.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, these. And, like, what kind of movies are they? Like, I mean, you said they're horrible, but...
It was called, like, Robot Apocalypse was one. Yeah. And it just looked... It didn't look good. It didn't look horrible, but it didn't look good.
Yeah.
I was just like, who did this? Like, it's... I mean, but hey, shout out. There's a fan base over there. They're watching it because I'm pretty sure they're going to make Robot Apocalypse 2, 3, and 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Like, fucking... Who made Sharknado? And why did that movie get fucking...
Sometimes you make... So bad movies that it's so bad it's good.
Yeah.
And people just want to see how stupid and disaster it is. And you're aware of it, and so you just top it. I don't know who the director was, but like, they made fucking bank off Sharknado.
Yeah, if you hear Sharknado, you're like, what? Like, you kind of want to watch it though to be like, all right, let's see what, like, what the fuck does Sharknado mean?
They had one.
And
called,
there was fucking tornadoes, and I've never seen
it. Yeah, it's just tornadoes with sharks in it. I've never seen any of them, but there's like six of them.
Wow.
How many Sharknadoes are there?
Sure. I need to watch one. I heard Mark Cuban was in one of them.
I think he was on the last movie. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6 Sharknadoes. The last one came out in 2018. Then they came out like right back to back. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. They all came back to back to back.
You see, and how do you get funding for that? Just from the previous movie?
You find investors.
Oh.
And then.
So who the fuck is investing in Sharknado? And you need to get a hold of them.
I know, right? Shit, bro.
If they're investing in a movie called Sharknado, be like, look, I got this. And what if he's like, nah, that's garbage. I need some fucking
I know the company called Shark shit. The company's called The Asylum. And what The Asylum does is they make like terrible movies on purpose.
I've heard of Asylum.
Yeah, they'll make like, they purposely. So what happens is, let's say, and this has happened. The Suicide Squad movie that came out. Remember Suicide Squad, the 2016? Yeah. So when Suicide Squad was announced, let's say in like January. That year, and the movie came out in August, right? Suicide Squad, the movie's coming out in August. Asylum gets a hold of it. Oh, they're making a Suicide Squad movie, so let's make our own Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
So they'll make Suicide Squad, like, it was called Suicide Squad, like, Fantasy World or something like that. And so it releases, like, a month before Suicide Squad. And so people buy it. And there's a lot of very... not so smart people that buy the movie because they think it's the Suicide Squad movie at Walmart. Mm. And it's people that aren't really connected to the world, you know, like internet and stuff like that. Or they, you know, so they'll buy it and they make money like that.
Yeah.
So they made one Aladdin. They make their own Aladdin version. And they kind of copy the same cover of like Disney's Aladdin with Will Smith. Same style, same everything. And like they just mock it off like the different and they'll make millions. And, like, the movie will cost them, like, $300,000, $400,000 to make. But they'll make back, like, $800,000 to, like, $5, $10 million, $15 million. So, it's, like, quick, easy money. But they're making terrible movies.
So, they're not really in it for the art. They're not really in it for the love. They're just in it. From the way you explained it, they're just in it for the money. That's the way it's
ended. I think.
Which is not bad. I mean, like.
I think a lot of them. I think a lot of them I think the whole production company obviously is, but I do think that some of the directors are there going like, this could be a dope thing. Like, I don't think the directors are there being like, fuck it. Like, obviously, I think they're there to be like, we're gonna make some quick money. But I also think that they'll be like, but shit, at least let's fucking go hard on it. But the thing about it is, I saw the behind the scenes of how they made The Adventures of Aladdin, this right here, and then it drops like a month.
That looks terrible.
Yeah, but it kind of look, but it almost gives you like, oh, look, Will Smith, and that's the Aladdin. That looks
like a Wayne's brother right there.
But it could fool people who aren't knowledgeable.
And that looks like John Stamos.
It does look a little bit like John. It looks like a younger John Stamos. That
looks like John Stamos and one of the Wayne's brothers.
But what they do is they'll get like $400,000 for the movie, $200,000, and they get like 2 weeks to film it only. So they have to knock it out like that. So it becomes very cheesy. They get very cheap special effects. And then they make fucking millions of fucking dollars, man. And they do it with every fucking movie, bro. Yeah. Like, whenever they came out with Kong versus Godzilla, like, this came out like a month before that. Ape versus Monster.
See, that doesn't look like a bad movie.
It doesn't, but, like, you go buy it and you're like, damn, it is a bad movie. Sucks. You know, yeah, but you already bought it and you put money in. And that's fine. Like, I don't think there's an issue with that. Like, people make bad movies and people can go enjoy bad movies. I just think it's funny that they do that shit. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that, but, like, fuck it. Do it if you know, that's your fucking gig.
Maybe you should do it.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm okay. Right.
You just going to stay trying? You should make a big movie like this? Yeah, I thought that was Ape versus Monsters.
No, I already took it off there. No, I'm going to do my shit for sure, bro.
Gotta keep on going
for sure.
Yeah. Let me give a shout out real quick. Last week I was invited to RAR by my good friend Joseph. Wow. To RAR.
Shout out Joseph.
No, he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Shout out Joseph. Does his wife listen?
She listens. She says she hasn't been listening lately, but she did say she listens.
Oh my gosh, Kayla.
Yeah, but. I saw both of them last Kayla. Wednesday. She said she tries to listen. Joseph just does not listen at all.
It's terrible. I try, but it's very bad. But I'm trying to get through it.
But so I met another podcast through them called The Funky Panther, which is a dope podcast. I listen to it every week. I know I told you about it. I'm not sure if you listen, but
I have not listened to Funky Panther. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I am going to start listening this week. I'm going to put you guys on my playlist right now.
Yeah, but anyway, though, I met one of the dudes named, his name's Javier, cool-ass cat. He recognized me, and then I recognized him. We both fuck with each other's podcasts and shit, and we follow each other on social media. So, yeah, I met them last Wednesday and some...
Follow.
Yeah, cool-ass people, man. Cool-ass people. He was supposed to be on the live today of us, but he had to reschedule, though. But, yeah, they were cool as fuck. Me and that dude, Javier, we... probably talked about music for like 30 minutes because we both big music heads, so we got in a good conversation about and exchanged information. So cool as fuck.
Shout out
to them. They cool as hell. I'm Javier? Pretty sure. Yeah, well, the whole Funky Panther, the whole Funky Panther as a whole. I don't want to just shout out one person. Yeah, all of them.
No, I'm saying that's what you saw up there.
No, I saw the other two dudes too. I think one of them, his name was Tim, and I think Chad is the other one. I'm not too sure, but I've pretty much talked to Javier the whole time. But yeah, so I'm pretty sure we'll all be doing something here soon. Maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
In the near future.
We got a whole production team over here, so just let me know. We can put something together, guys.
Yeah, shout out to them, though. They were cool as hell. Cool as fuck. Down earth people. Guys. Show love back. It's all love, yeah.
Yeah, check them out, guys. The Funky Panther podcast,
y'all. Yeah.
Before we go, Joe, and end the night, what did you think? What do you think of Kanye's whole stunt of Donda?
Fuck Kanye.
What do you think of
this
that?
Shit, I wanted to start off the podcast by saying, I'm sick of this shit. This motherfucker, now he's supposed to release it next week. And now they're saying on iTunes that it's finally there for pre-order now or some shit like that. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, I'm not the biggest Kanye fan, but when I heard he was coming out and I heard some of the features he had on there, I was like, all right.
Excited for it?
Yeah, I was like, and then you hear snippets and shit. Well, he does like a live stream that you can hear all the music, which I don't tune into. I just want to listen to it when the music drops, because I feel like if you're live stream, he live streams it, and he's at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. I don't want to watch it because I feel like I'd rather hear the music like through my own speakers. Like, I want to hear it like that when I first hear it. But a lot of people tune into it. They say it's good music. But come on, it's just getting fucking old now. Like, what the fuck is this guy's problem?
Right now going on.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. Like, obviously people are going to ride of them and do what I'm just sick of it. Just drop the fucking album.
Yeah, I think people are just, irritated. I've been seeing a lot of people posting online, just irritated with this shit. Like, just kind of going like, bro, like, if you're not ready to drop it, don't fucking do these stunts. Like, just drop it when you're ready.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a big plan that he's trying to do. I don't know what's in his fucking head. This dude's fucking crazy.
I mean, it could work. And a lot of people are going to be anxious to hear it because they're like, all right, well, now if you're making it this big, are there going to be people who are being like, man, fuck this. I don't even care no more.
Yeah, but he could also, in my opinion, he could drop it. And then he could have dropped it last week or the week before and then listened to it. And if he wants to make changes to it, he could still make changes to it and then put it out. Because he did that on the Life of Pablo, I think, on that album. I remember because I got Tidal just for that album so I could hear it. And then as time went on, you listen to the album and you hear different changes. Like on one song, I remember you would hear there wasn't a female on the hook. And then there was a female on the hook. Then I'm like, hold on, she was never on here.
But why do that then? Why not just wait until you're like, okay, this is done. And once you release it, like, I feel like that's you. Like once you release that, like, leave it alone. That was you. That was the artist you were then. That was, if you fucked up on anything, like, leave it. Like that's the artist you were. Like, be proud of that artist that you were. Mm-hmm. I don't see why you kind of have to go back and re-edit. Like, go back. Like, just doesn't make, like, I just, why, I mean, like, just.
Yeah, but that's the fucking, I guess, the life of an artist as a producer. Like, you're a director, so I don't know how you see things. Like, if you're going to,
I feel like
nitpick it to the very
end. Yeah, but if you're going to nitpick it, do it. And don't release it until you're done nitpicking the fuck out of it. And then fucking release it. But sometimes you're going to nitpick it so bad that you'll never release it. I did that with Men Don't Cry. It took a year and a half to release that.
That's what Dr. Dre did on the fucking.
And then he never did.
Detox. He never fucking came out of it. Which hopefully it still does come out. But yeah, kind of just drop that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I don't like that
just
shit.
Fucking drop it. I'm getting sick of it. And people are like, oh no, he's a fucking genius. No, he's not. Like, I don't think he's. I think he's a very good producer. He makes very good music.
Yeah, he is.
But when he's doing all this shit and like he's fucking levitating in the air, like they're taking him up, like look like he's going to heaven and shit. I'm like, I don't know. To me, that's just doing too much.
Yeah, like I just dropped the music.
It's like, dude, bro, you're doing what the? You're just
I admire all those things. Like I respect all that. Like they want to give like a visual, like a performance and stuff. I don't mind it. Like I just think like making your audience wait after you've been telling them they're gonna drop it. Like that's my issue. Like the whole artistic view. Like go for it. Like I'm all about it. Like do it all. But it's that whole like just waiting. And that's what I'm just like, come on, man. Like, why say it and then not drop it? And then why say you're going to drop it that week and then you don't drop it again? Then you move it all the way to September. You know, like, come on, man.
But you know what? Fucking when Drake drops, he's not going to do any of this and he's still going to outsell Kanye. Watch.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean. I think you're right. It's just like.
But wasn't his shit was supposed to come out like January also?
Drake? No. Well, I think he mentioned last month that his album is finally done. So. Once he's going to drop it this year.
Remember when Fed was like, oh, it's coming out in like January, February? He already said it. And then it's Fernando.
Yeah, look who it came from.
Yeah, that's.
Look who the source was from.
Someone who betrayed us.
Yeah, look who the source is from. But yeah, watch. Fucking when Drake drops, like, he's going to outsell Kanye.
Yeah.
And he's not going to do any of this shit that he's doing.
No, he's like
a
big.
Yeah, he's just going to maybe have a listening party, but not to the extent of what Kanye's doing right now. And. Yeah, just drop it. I mean, of course, when he drops it, I'm going to listen to it still. But for me, when somebody does this, it's not making me more excited for the album at all. Maybe because I'm not the biggest Kanye fan, but it's not making me like, oh, fuck, he's not making all these changes.
No,
like,
I'm a huge Kanye fan, but I'm not that huge of a Kanye fan. So, like, I was excited to hear it, but now that he's getting pushed, I'm like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah, to me, it doesn't make me any more excited for it. Honestly, it's just kind of making like, well, I don't. But people are. I've seen people, like, I don't know how they're doing, but they're getting links for it, though. Like, so people have already got links for the album that they're already listening to it.
Yeah, I've seen people talk about.
I
thought they were doing it because of the live stream, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, I want to hit up one person to see if they can actually get me the album, if they can send me the link for it, if they have it.
And if they do, send that shit right over.
I will. But I'm sure it's going to be a great album, though, nonetheless. But
I hope so.
Just stop with the foolery, Kanye. Stop with the just damn shit, please.
All right, well, before we end the Joey Crack, are you going to see Free Guy? The one with Ryan Reynolds?
What is that about again?
It's like a video game character. He's like a background character who becomes conscious.
This motherfucker just come out with two movies.
Which one?
Wasn't he like a bodyguard or something?
Yeah, the Hitman's bodyguard's wife.
Yeah. And now he's making this movie?
Yeah, now he's making
and
this
they
movie.
Both coming out.
That at one same already time? Came out, I believe, oh. last week. Last I mean last month.
Oh. Was it good?
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Yeah. I wasn't really I thought the first one was good, but I wasn't that big of a fan to watch the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. But I am gonna watch Free Guy.
I mean, I'll watch it. When's it come out? When's that come out? Well, hold on. Is it coming out on HBO Max?
No, it's a Disney movie, so it's just going to come out in the movie theaters.
And if it comes out on Disney, you're going to have to pay for it.
$30. Fuck and I already have the AMC Movie Pass. I'm just going to go ahead and use the AMC Movie Pass.
Well, I'm going to try to watch it then, honestly. Yeah, I would try to watch it. I've never even seen the trailer, but since you're telling me about it, I'll try to watch it.
You should go with me and Anthony to go watch it. I know we're going
to I try. I need to get that movie pass.
You definitely might as well.
I need to.
Yeah.
Might as well do it. We will. I will.
Well, any last words, Joey?
No, just thank you for everybody who keeps, man, like, I'll tell you after on, but we did pretty good last week to me.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Thank you guys for listening, man, for sure.
Yeah, keep listening, yeah.
We've definitely seen a growth in our audience, and we want to thank you guys, and we appreciate the love that you guys are sending us, and
yeah, we love it.
Amen.
Thank you all. Yeah, like
it felt like an amen after that.
Oh no. But yeah, man, just keep on. Like I mm-hmm. Quick story, real quick. When I was at RAR, I seen that dude Adam. You know Adam with the Southwest.
Adam.
Oh, Adam. I think he was in Fez grade.
Adam. Oh yeah, Fleming.
Adam. Yeah,
my boy Adam.
Yeah. So we were walking. We walked by each other once, and we kind of looked at each other, and I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's so and so. And then as I was leaving, I seen him again, and we looked at each other. So I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I got to go say what's up then. Because, first of all, I know him from back in the day. And then listened to the podcast, too. So I shook his hand. He's like, hey, what's up? And I was leaving. He goes, hey, bro, I fuck with the podcast. I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you, my brother. And then, so that was cool. Like, it's cool seeing being out there. And granted, with just one person. But it's cool. Like, when you go out there and people be like, hey, I fuck with the podcast. Like, oh, thank you. Thank you, my brother.
I don't think I've ever said this. But I'm going to tell you a story about Adam. I don't think I've told you. First of all, shout out to Adam. Like, fucking cool-ass dude. And Adam, I know you listen to the podcast, so I don't think I've ever told anybody this. Not because I didn't want to tell anybody, but just because, like, I just never knew, like, I was like, well, that's just it, how it happened. But everybody knows I'm, like, a huge diehard Kid Cudi fan. And that would have not happened if it wasn't for Adam. And he doesn't even know it. I wasn't a fan of Kid Cudi because of Day and Night. Like, I liked the Day and Night song, but I was like, that didn't make me a Cudi fan. Like, I didn't like that enough to go like, oh, I want to listen to who this artist was at all. So I didn't actually listen to Kid Cudi for like another, like, maybe year, 2 years.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I got a Facebook, and then maybe months later, Adam Fleming, shout out to Adam, posted Mr. Rager music video on Facebook. So I was like, oh, Kid Cudi, Mr. Rager. I was like, you know what? Let me give Kid Cudi another shot. Let me see if I like him. Mm-hmm. And from that day forward, I became like a diehard Kid Cudi fan. On his nuts. All because of Adam. And I want to shout out Adam mouth. And thank you for that, Adam. And you never knew that story, but I to this day remember that. And I still hold it because it's such a memorable moment. Because I remember going like, damn, it's crazy because if it wasn't for my sister knowing Adam and then we being friends on Facebook, like, I would have never heard that song and I would have never became the Kid Cudi fan I am today. So, hey, shout out Adam, bro. Like, for real, bro. Like,
cool-ass cat, man.
Yeah, you're a real one, bro. And once we start getting these merch in, bro, like, we got you, bro, for sure, bro. Mm-hmm. Really. Shout out, bro. Like, straight up, dude. Thank you, man.
But yeah, cool-ass cat. Yeah. But yeah, that's all else I wanted to say. But yeah, so that, you know. So thanks for everybody that's been listening, and I hope y'all continue to ride with us. Yeah. So,
and
yeah, just continue to like. And
Joe's going to have merch on him soon. So once you guys see him, he's going to be dropping some.
I'll give you the shirt off my back.
TFTI merch.
I won't do that now.
He takes it off, but he's got the other one under him. Yeah, we Gucci.
Yeah.
I knew this would happen.
Yeah.
But thanks, guys. We'll take off from here on. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, Lyrical. Hopefully we'll be back next week. Come on, Lyrical. Yeah. You need to tell these fuckers at your job that you got a podcast to do on Mondays.
But yeah, hopefully Lyrical will be back next week. And we miss Lyrical today.
Yachi.
Thanks for listening, guys. Yes, sir. Like, subscribe. Make sure that I hate saying that shit. Makes me feel like a fucking washdown.
Yeah, I hate saying it too, but it's like we have to say
yeah.
it.
So just like, subscribe. Throw it out.
Yeah, like, subscribe, share.
If you've gone this far, please follow. Like, subscribe at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thanks, guys. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you guys next week. And thanks
for accepting our invitation.